The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now we're going to talk about empathy, because students in transition year are set to receive new lessons in empathy under plans for a redeveloped curriculum for TY students. This is all on the back, this element of the curriculum is on the back of research, really interesting stuff carried out in the University of Galway. One of those responsible for it, Professor Pat Dolan, UNESCO Chairman in Children, Youth and Civic Engagement at the University of Galway. Pat, you're welcome to the show. So what did you look into and what did you find?
Well, good afternoon. I suppose what we were really interested in doing was, over a long period of time, trying to understand the power of empathy. Now, empathy is not sympathy. Sympathy is what you feel. It's about pity. It's what you feel yourself when you witness somebody or you're with somebody who's having a difficulty. Empathy is about actually getting the other person's shoes, being able to understand where they're coming from and actually do something about it, which is activating empathy. So we're really interested in it from the point of view of education. And over a long period of time and with great support from our patron, actor Killian Murphy, who were delighted with his award, of course, we were able to complete a study. We did a study with 1,600 students, where we put one group into a sample that didn't get an empathy education program and half that did.
Yeah.
And those that got the empathy education program, not alone did their empathy improve, their pro-social behaviour improve, their capacity to want to intervene positively for other young people improved as well. So, you know, it has this effect that you get less hate speech, less negative profiling, all the things that we don't like in terms of bullying, all these things, and you actually feel better about yourself. So
wow.
we took a position that we were really keen to look at empathy from the point of view of the evidence, and working with a fantastic team in the UNESCO Child and Family Research Centre that we have, we feel we uncovered something that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, like less of all those bad things and more of all those good things is kind of how I might describe it in my kind of layman's terms. What shape did the empathy coursework take, the one that was made available to that group of students?
Well, it comprises four components. The first one is understanding empathy. So understanding the difference between, as I say, pity or sympathy, and empathy, which is about understanding the other person. The second part of it then was getting young people to practice it. So empathy is a muscle. The great thing we know from research now is that you're not just born with empathy and that you have it or don't have it and it's static for the rest of your life. You can actually learn it, muscle. So the second part was about practicing it. The third part, which is really interesting and one that we're going to be doing more work on, is looking at the barriers. What stops you demonstrating empathy to another person? And the fourth part then is about putting it all together into some kind of social action or doing something, some social good. The one of the things we found is that, and the evidence has shown strongly, is that if you learn empathy, you actually do better in your grades as well, which is really interesting. You actually do better at your academic work. But in addition, if you do an act of empathy, there's only one person who benefits more than the person you've shown kindness to, and that's yourself. You actually
okay.
That's very possible. I mean, it is a very, now there you can get things like empathy fatigue, and you can have, you know, and sometimes it's young people find it harder to show empathy to others that are further away from them. It's easier, you know, you've got this in-group and out-group stuff. But overall, where young people learn empathy, practice it, even in small ways, the results and the outcomes, as our research has shown, can be outstanding.
It's fascinating stuff, and you sell it well. With us to discuss is Colm McCann. People will know the name, of course, well, the Irish author of kind of Transatlantic and so many other bestsellers. He is a co-founder of Narrative 4. Colm, you're welcome to the show as well. So what is Narrative 4 and how does it work?
Narrative 4 is an organization that's actually headquartered in Limerick. And I agree with everything that Pat's saying there, this deep need for us to empathize with one another. And we find that it operates best through storytelling. So you tell my story, I tell yours. You step into one another's shoes. It's a form of radical empathy. And the ones who are doing it, we're actually now in 40% of Irish schools, but the ones who are the real heroes in all of this, and the ones I have great empathy for, are teachers who need to be paid more, need to be respected more, the ones who are bringing these sort of empathetic feelings into being. And Pat's organization and indeed Activating Social Empathy Project is also another Irish organization doing fantastic things so that we get to know one another in a better way.
So Pat talked us through the different elements or aspects of the program that they ran. Tell us about Narrative 4. I mean, if a school signs up to it tomorrow, it gets rolled out amongst the TY students or others. How does it work? Like, what happens in the classroom?
So in the classroom, they can talk with one another and tell one another stories, or then they can go to another classroom across the city, or they can go to another classroom across the country. And now we've developed a portal whereby they can actually talk and exchange stories with young people all around the world. That could be in various countries in Africa, in the United States, in England, and it's sort of broadening the lungs of the world, if you will, and people getting to know one another. What we find is the test scores go up, as Pat says, absenteeism goes down. There's all sorts of extraordinary things happen when they listen to someone else's story and then also tell someone else's story. So it really is walking in one another's shoes.
It strikes me as well that, you know, these programs are being rolled out, or the discussion is happening about rolling them out at a time when it's never easier to comment publicly about things or about people that you don't know. And when you don't know them personally, it's very easy to say things you wouldn't say to somebody's face. In other words, it's very easy to kind of fall into a trap of approaching a person, a topic, an issue without empathy.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing about it is that, you know, we're experiencing an epidemic of loneliness and isolation. And how does that manifest itself? You get all this anger going on, people bullying each other online and doing all this stuff. But when you see someone face to face, particularly face to face, but also even if you do it online, it's hard to throw that insult. You know, when you put a story, a personal story behind the image, something changes. And this is, I think, you know, the world is held together with molecules, yeah, but really the world is held together with stories of other people.
Lots of people getting in touch. Some talk about the SHEP organisation in Cork, Kerry and Limerick doing this work. After this weekend, I suggest an empathy education compulsory for Dáil members and FAS to somebody else. One listener, and Pat Dolan, this is a question for you. They're wondering about the programme that you ran and whether somebody can look into it and find out more. They're obviously interested. That's a text in from Dee.
Absolutely. They can just contact us, particularly my colleague, Dr. Charlotte Silk. We're rolling out the program. And I echo everything that Colm has just said. I think the evidence is, I mean, it's really overwhelming. And by the way, we did a study for the Irish Research Council where we looked at the role of arts, music, all these things that are really the tools of empathy and storytelling. And the brilliant work that Narrative 4 is a great example of that as well. So, I mean, the power of this is absolutely massive. I've made the case that I actually think it's equally as important as learning maths or geography or these things in school. Mm. Because, you know, as if you can, you only have to think, anybody listen to your program, if you think of somebody being unkind, what the impact, the dangerous impact that can have on somebody, and as Colm says, whether that's done through social media or whatever disguised way that can be done, it has horrible impact. And, you know, we're coming out of the pandemic. What did we learn? We learned that you can get a vaccine for COVID, you can get a vaccine for hatred, and it's empathy. And I have to emphasise the work that Feroiga are doing as well, who we've partnered with, on their community programmes around social and emotional learning through using sound technology. Brilliant, brilliant projects.
Yeah.
Big issue is schools sometimes are under so much pressure, they don't have space for these things. Sometimes the expectation in school, and you have culture in schools that can be such a challenge for teachers who are pressurised, that we really need to put the conditions in place. We're delighted to be working with the NCCA, as are others, in developing this as part of the new TY curriculum.
Yeah.
And we have already on the SB be one. So it is a good space, but it does need capacity and it does need support.
Yeah, well, listen, I find it really fascinating, and I wish you well in all of that work. And Dee, who got in touch, as Pat says, I mean, if you just look up Google Pat Dolan or Charlotte Silk, University of Galway, you'll find contact details. You'll be able to get in touch and they'll point you in the right direction in terms of the research. Like I said, absolute best of luck, lads, in this regard. Colm McCann, the Irish author, co-founder of Narrative 4, Professor Pat Dolan from the University of Galway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.